This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
There he is. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard about him. You've seen him. That is the big fella from the north, Vancouver, British Columbia, that is. Let's bring in Joey Coldcuts, also known as Giuseppe D, to the podcast. Coldcuts, introduce yourself to the folks.
I don't think I need any introducing here, Bob.
No, you do not. Tell us how you really feel, Joe. The classic, classic. There's no other way for you to come into the podcast but with that type of line. Before we get into anything, Cutsy, because I think we have a lot to get into today. I'm concerned. I've hit the point of almost panic. We have no idea where Bear Down Cuz is. We have no say. And by the way,
it's very much unlike him to be
so unlike him.
Not responsive. Normally, the man is glued to his phone. I think he's fine. The guy's just been really ill, and I hope he bounces back. And we wish him nothing but the best. But yes, it is very uncharacteristic to not have him anywhere near. And speaking of which, where is the jet? I thought we were getting the jet on the
jet. I asked the jet to come in today, but I wanted to preview the folks on why he's coming in. What I love having is when Jet doesn't know why he's coming in, it's the best. Geez. And we're gonna be a little tough with him again because I think it's needed. I think it's needed. But you know, in regards to the Mikey V saga, I'll be the first to tell you. Mikey V is one of the most reliable people I've ever met in my life. Yeah. He really is. When you give him a time, I mean, he's here week in, week out. And
you have to think too, he's got a family. He's got two kids to take care of, a full-time job. I mean, compared to you, Bob, he's got so much more responsibilities.
Well, I appreciate
and stuff
that,
Joe, that he has to handle.
Thank you very much. I'm just saying
it's an homage. It's a shout out to Mikey V and the fact that he is absolutely a dependable, accountable individual. And, you know, time and time again, he shows up when needed. So, you know, all the more reason why it is very uncharacteristic.
So unlike him to the point where, Joseph, I'm honest to God, you know, when he first wasn't responding for a little bit, he always texts right back. I'm at the point of really, really pretty big time concern here. It's so unlike him, Joe.
Speaking of which, too, may I add, the fact that we're grueling through this to after what we went through today,
and here's the issue we have, Cutsy, and I'm sorry to cut you off there. We're looking at a no call, no show here out of Mikey V. This is a no call.
I gave him a free pass. There's no question about it. The amount of times that he's been, you know, stepped up to the plate when we needed him and changed last minute and been receptive. And I mean, the guy did the fucking podcast on vacation was 2 weeks ago. Hey. He was doing it in the cold. It was snowing. And Mikey, he was out there doing
outside.
So, I mean, I think we can't even consider this at this point. It's more just making sure he's okay because
I'm at the point of concern. I it's so unlike him, Joe. We've known the guy. We've texted him. He's always right there.
Well, he took a COVID test and he was negative, so that's out of the gate. So,
well, you pissed him off. You pissed him off. Yes,
well, I didn't piss him off.
Pissed him off.
No, I didn't.
You pissed him off because you know what you did. You in this classic Cutsy. What you did was he was viciously hungover the other day. Okay,
well, he said he wasn't a hangover. He said it was sick.
No, he said it was a hangover. See, that's where you're wrong. Yeah. He said it was a hangover, and you send him a voice message, and you say, "Get better, Mikey V. You know we're getting old now." Fortunately for me, I don't get hangovers, so I don't have to worry about what you have to worry about. And I almost think to a degree, it kind of questions his manhood. It shouldn't.
No, it does. I also said, well, you failed to leave out. I said, I hope you're doing better. We love you, and we hope you have a speedy recovery. You failed to mention that I said that in the second half of the message, Bob.
And the first half. I think you said that in the first. I think it was
it was a very endearing message. I was just saying I can't receive what he's saying. I can't really respond to it because I just do not get hangovers. It's very, I might have had, I could probably count on one hand the amount of hangovers I've had in my whole life, Bob.
You also said you don't get sick. And right after you said you didn't get sick on the podcast, a week later you tested positive for COVID.
Well, I mean, half of LA, more than half of LA got COVID. And it took me almost 2 years before I got it, working in the industry and traveling. And, you know, that was a given. But
okay.
All right. Well, he's mad at me. I also hit him up today and I said, are you doing okay? And whatnot. He said, yeah, I just don't feel great. And this and I
think this was today.
Yeah. I messaged him before we went to the golf course. I hit him up and I'll tell you what I said. I mean, look, you don't need to.
I mean, look, if he's okay, he's okay. But the no call, no show from Mikey V is very uncharacteristic. That's all I'm saying. It's strange. Yeah,
it's I said straight up, I said, are you okay, bud? This is was at 9 in the morning today because I was concerned and I knew that we were going to do the podcast. And I wanted to make sure. He said, just not feeling great. It's unfortunate. He's got something that he had to go to tonight for work. And then he said, I feel a little spacey, like my head is in the clouds. And then he put in brackets, good tall joke, and have a bit of a cough. He said, I'll be fine. I appreciate, because I said, well, get better. We, you know, we need you, Mikey.
Okay. All right. Well, so stay tuned for the reappearance of Mikey V. He's battle tested. He'll be back. We did the 18 hot dog challenge, which I want to get into.
Oh boy.
I'd like the Jet to be here for this. So I do want to bring in the Jet, but before we bring in the Jet, we need to tell the people, me and you had the conversation, Joseph, and we said to each other, we need to have this talk with Jet because it's March Madness season. Betting's at an all-time high. And there's nothing more that I enjoy than you and Jet coming to my place. You've been bringing these Einstein bagels, which have been fantastic.
Yeah.
And you guys coming and betting all day. The problem that we have with the Jet is he continues to go lone wolf. I love Barstool always does the thing, are you a rider or are you not a rider? And what they mean by that?
Not a rider.
Yeah, what they mean by that is if somebody puts in a bet and likes a game, you want a rally bet for the betterment of everything going on in the atmosphere. Everybody wants to get in on the bet. Jet is not a rider. You could tell me any game, any spread, if you like it. If you guys are over my place, I'm going to take it. No problem.
That's the other extreme. I don't know if that's necessarily always the answer, too, because sometimes you end up with these terrible games. I mean, to me, the essential, you know, of riding is, you know, remember when we had the football season and all the guys were over, and for some reason I think the Don liked like the Lions money line against the Vikings,
and we all went on the Lions
and we went on it, and it was one of the quintessentially wonderful moments, and we got a video out of it. I think that was end up sharing on some big platform of us just going nuts on the couch. We had one of our friends, Showtime Anytime Featherston, had a football helmet on. We were going crazy. It is great, and you ride or die together. The Jet is just never going to be that.
He's not a rider.
He's a lone wolf.
And you know what? He doesn't want to say how much he bets, which I'm okay with. I'm okay with that. I get that. No problem. He thinks it ruins morale. He's a total nutcase, and that's why we love him. He's
more crazy than we are.
Totally. I think, let me tell you, we're nuts.
It takes a lot to be more nuts than me. I was out with, you know, golfing with somebody the other day, a follower, he said, you know, are you yourself? And I said, absolutely. I said, part of the thing is that I've come to understand the fact that I am indeed batshit crazy.
So you're nuts. I put you under the nuts category. You're one of the most, you're nuts, and you're the most outrageous human being I've ever met in my life. And you could take that for better or for worse, Giuseppe, but it's why we love you. I'll tell you that much. In regards to the Jet, I think the Jet's batshit crazy. And let me tell you something. He's a brother to me. He's blood to me. I'd go to war for the Jet. But he's batshit crazy. And I think he would tell you that.
And the Jet's become our guy. He's become synonymous with our brand and what we're about. And really, the Holy Trinity of Bob Does Sports is you, me, and the Jet.
You know, the funniest thing when Jet said, I am Bob Does Sports, when he said that, it was so funny to me, because if you really dig deep into it, he's not wrong. He's right. He orchestrates everything. But in regards to the betting, okay, he just takes these games without us knowing. And I think it totally ruins morale. Now, if he were to take the game and tell us prior and we just don't want it, so be it. But it's these live bets that he's putting in. He doesn't tell us. And then on top of that, he's not a rider. He won't come with us on our bets. Now he's having a monster week. Maybe that tells you something about us. Well, that's the other
thing too, Bob. He was very, very cold for quite some time. And now he's flipped the switch. And, you know, we were never upset that he wasn't giving us, you know, picks beforehand because he was losing almost all of them. Yeah. But now that the switch is flipped, you want to be on all his picks, understandably so. But the Jet, to me, he's like a wild stallion, you know, like you can't turn a stallion into a show pony. You know, he's not going to allow somebody to ride him. And really, you know, it's just you're trying to turn him into something he's not. It's not going to happen. And, you know, for better, for worse, I hope it doesn't actually, you know, become detrimental in some ways.
But well, I'll tell you this. He's going to be livid when we bring him on and we accuse him of not being ready. He doesn't like this shit. And by the way, for those who don't know, I mean, you should by now. He's big part of the program. The Jet is our producer of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, producer of Bob the Sports, runs the entire thing, edits, film. It does it all.
He is Bob the Sports.
He is Bob the Sports. So we're going to bring him on. He doesn't like this shit.
What does he think he's coming on for? What did you say to him?
I told him I wanted to talk about the 18 hot dog challenge. So he's going to be livid. Let's call him out because I want the conversation to be had. And you wanted to say it to him the other day while he was here. And I said, you know what, dude, we'll save it for the podcast, which is always better for the betterment of the folks. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Cutsy, let's give a nice warm round of applause here.
Hey, that is the Jet.
Come on, bring him in. There we go.
The Jet always looks like he's in like heaven or something. He's got this perfect lighting set up. You swear he's ready for the podcast.
And by the way, and I told Jet has a great set of hair. And if the Jet were to style that, if I had that hair, you style that hair. I mean, he doesn't get enough credit for the hair, and that's because Cutsy steals all the clout when it comes to the hair. Take your hat off one more time there, Joseph.
No, Bob, can we not come on,
can you just do it? Can we just see the hair?
We have the Jet on here.
Could you just real quick.
This is so outrageous.
It's unbelievable. It's not even mind you, he's had a hat on all day. Look at that, man. It's absolutely unbelievable. Now, Jet, we do want to get into the hot dog challenge, okay?
Yeah.
We do. And I definitely want to touch on that. I don't want to give out any what happened in it. But the 18 hot dog challenge, I think, was our craziest stunt, I think you could say, on Bob the Sports yet. But that's not why you're here at the moment, Jet.
Right.
Okay. Are you ready? Why are you rolling your eyes already?
No, I mean, I can only imagine the shit that's been talked the last 10 minutes before I popped on here, like you did last time. So let's have a fair.
By the way, Jet, you would have to say your first episode, your first appearance on the podcast was a raving success. I mean, you had a lot of support, and even after the top five, by the way, you won the top five, the first and only top five you've ever done. You won it. Now, it was in your wheelhouse, so that's understandable.
Top but five. Also, on top of that, the next best top five
Jewish people. And then on top of that, people were requesting the following week that the Jet was going to be back on the show.
Big appearance with the Jet for the Foreplay Pod. And Jet, we're done pumping your tires here. Okay.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Do you have an idea why you're here?
I know exactly what it's about. It has to do with perhaps some wagers.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Right. Yes.
It's nonsense.
But can I tell you how me and Cutsy feel? And Cutsy, if I'm wrong about any of this, feel free to interrupt me. Okay.
Go for it.
Me and Cutsy feel that, first off, this is obviously the biggest month of the year. And I think this crew is more in sync than ever. I think the only thing that separates this crew is you not being a rider. And if you don't want to take the bets with us, fine. That's okay. I can live with that. The issue that I have here, that we have, Giuseppe, is that we feel that these bets that you put in without even telling us about, I think just can totally ruin and interrupt the flow.
Yeah.
Can I go now? Is it my turn?
Absolutely. The stage is yours.
All right. Let's say this. First of all, it's a shame Bear Don's not here and I got to deal with two pretzel makers on my own.
The pretzel maker.
Well, I haven't even said a word yet, Jet.
Yeah, I know. And you're not, honestly, Cuts, you're not that much of a pretzel maker.
Thank you.
Snyder over there. Now.
Is it not true? Is what I'm saying not true about you not being a rider?
It's false. First of all, I do ride with you. When you guys when you have me make place a bet, right? Or you guys make a bet, I always put a little on it just to ride, right? Just to be with the boys on it. Now, in terms of my picks, this tournament, I gave all of them out. Okay. Now at the same time, here's the other thing. you guys don't listen ever. Okay. And you fire and fire and fire on every game. Okay. I like to live bet the game, right? So you want to hammer something before the game. I usually like going in the middle, and it happens usually to be chaos. And at that point, you've already had a bet on the game already. So you're not going to join me on the live, right? On top of that. And this is coming off of me giving you two of maybe the best bets you've ever hit in your life.
That's not a fair.
Not me.
That's a fair. That's a fair. I'll give you that. I will give you that.
Yeah, for the listeners, it doesn't matter. I
tell them what you gave, Jed. Tell them.
I gave them St. Peter's
money
line in the first round, and I gave them St. Peter's money line in the second line.
St. Peter's versus Kentucky, and then against Murray State.
And they hit both, and these guys have the audacity to complain that I'm not giving them picks. I only give picks if out to you if I'm 100% confident they'll win. If not, I don't want to lose your money.
Here's my thing, okay? Maybe a little less to the extent of what Bob's saying. Prime example, you know, I'm over the other day, you know, we're watching college basketball, March Madness, you know, and you know, I'm not there long, so I'm only there for a few hours because I had to go play golf. And we you know, these moments where we get to, they don't happen often. Jet comes in, and all of a sudden, he wants to change March Madness to the Valspar golf match out of nowhere so he can bet on Justin Thomas.
Already bet it.
Outright.
Already had bet Justin Thomas.
Yeah, but my point is, it's just so – it just kills the vibe.
Yeah.
Or the other day
– No, where it kills the vibe, Cold Cuts. What kills the vibe is when you will call bets before they're over. That's what kills the vibe.
So yeah, well, that's on me, but we're not talking about.
I do think Cutsy's gambling advice. Etiquette can definitely
of be course, in question, but we're not talking sure. about me right now. We're talking about the Jets, so let's not deflect. The other thing is, the other day we're on the phone, Bob and I. I'm on the phone because I'm trying to find out what's happening at the end of the game, and the Jet is up 9 or 10 points on his game in Kansas, and we're grueling out Murray State versus. I don't remember who they were playing. It was a back and forth. It was San Francisco. It was back and forth in overtime. And Jets got the game on the Kansas because he wants to watch. And he's up by 7 or 8 points. Meanwhile, Bob and I are down and out. And it's just not a camaraderie-based, you know, it's just not building up the mojo.
You know what I'm starting to notice, Cutsy, and I'm glad you brought it. I think he does have a bit of a remote problem. I do.
Well, you know what? I will say, I think you're his very channel, good with the remote, Bob.
We're great. But his channel awareness in regards to where we are on games, like I'll be 2 minutes under sweating out a game. He'll be in the fucking first 5 minutes of the first half of a college game and make me change over to his. It's just these are things that we have to discuss about.
I mean, Jeff, what would you say to those two examples? Like, yeah. How would you rebut?
Okay, first of all, with the golf, let's talk about golf, first of all. You were leaving in 20 minutes. There was a 20-minute – like, you're not giving the facts here. You had Xavier against whoever the fuck first half. It started 20 minutes
ahead.
They had the clocker ticking. It said game starting in 20 minutes. There was no game currently going out. Now,
Illinois. Justin
Thomas was about to tee off the second hole. So, as far as I'm concerned, we could have watched the golf for a bit before getting to the basketball game.
But the Illinois game wasn't done yet, Jet.
It had not started.
But, Jet – we didn't know why we were switching to the golf. We had no idea because nobody cares about the Valspar. I mean, we knew you were going to be betting the game. But then when you start screaming at Justin Thomas, we would love to scream at Justin Thomas with you.
Either way,
and then your response
like, you're acting like this is some that I didn't tell you that I'm betting on Justin Thomas. And I came in and in the middle of the night and just changed the fucking channel.
By the way, I will say, for those listening, Jet's knowledge of golf is maybe some of the best I've ever seen. He knows golfers that I've never seen, because it's a testament to you, Jet, because you watch so much of the golf. But I mean, you're ready. Like I said multiple times, March Madness is on. Can we do? Nah, I'm not doing March Madness.
Ask you this, cuts. So you'd rather watch Ernie Johnson and Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley talk about the Auburn bench over Justin Thomas playing, you know, the third hole?
Cutsy, your response is what?
I mean, the game was still it was finishing up,
but it hadn't started.
I cannot or cannot deny. I can't confirm or deny. I don't remember.
Ooh, that's
so
never
good. I'm not gonna go on a ledge. Yeah, I will say this: the Valspar tournament to me, I don't give a fuck about. And to be honest, I love golf. I love watching golf, but I don't care about the Valspar tournament. And you know, and that's you know, that's fine. You know, we shoot differently, but
you know, the only thing I will rebuttal to it is that Jet's gotten me to a zone where I'm obsessed with watching golf. And I think you've watched me, Jet, kind of grow into that role where I love watching golf. But, you know, Jet's rebuttal is then I hear he has Justin Thomas. It's like, fuck, well, I want to get on Justin Thomas then too to ride with you, because there's not a bigger rider than myself, if I do say so myself. But that's 100%. A fact.
I will say one thing, Bob, that is very irritating about you. And Jet will confirm this. Is that
let's get it all out on the table.
The amount of times that you hit me or Jet up to put something in for you because you have yet to just go out and get your own resources is absolutely ridiculous. Jet, I will be at work, okay, getting ready for a pre-shift where I have to prepare my team to get ready for the night. And he's bombarding me with messages about getting him in for a game. And I know he does the same for you. And Bob, it's one thing if it's a pick or two at some point or another. It's a whole nother ball game when you're putting in as many as you are. It's a bit ridiculous. Jet, do you not agree?
I do. And it's not as bad. I feel bad for you because I know you're running, you're doing the work of five people at a restaurant, and you have this guy texting you that he wants Murray State 6.5 for the second half, and you have like three plates of whatever in your hand.
Yes.
So I get that. For me, it's not as bad. Usually I'm like 4 feet away from him. So he's like, yo, can you just put this in? So I can do it and it's no problem. With that being said, it might be time to start an account with that also.
Maybe hit up Prize Picks and get an account with them.
You don't think I got a Prize Picks account?
Well, but they don't have live betting that you can do?
Cuts. Maybe it's for the better, you know, that me and you handle it and we keep, you know, Bob's stays steady and he doesn't, you know, end up.
Yeah, that's probably not wrong.
That's exactly it. And I think the real ones
looking out for Bob by doing this for
him. No, Jet always has Bob's back. It's pretty unreal. And I have Bob is coming at him, coming out for blood. And Jet's still defending Bob. I mean, that just shows the testament of what kind of guy this guy is.
By the way, let's stop there. Let me get to my remote awareness real quick. I have maybe the best remote awareness.
No.
West of the Mississippi.
No.
By the way, changing the channel is
this supposed to be north of the Mississippi.
Are we not west of the Mississippi?
Yeah, but Mississippi's down south, so you normally say north.
I got the best remote awareness in the country. So the point being, we didn't
I don't know if I agree with this.
At all.
You guys were complaining about, you know, I was changing the channel. We didn't miss a play in either game. Like, we did not miss one play. Don't start pretzeling here. We go back to one game, we watch a play. In college, there's a fucking whistle every 2 seconds. There's a review every 10 seconds. So we can go back. We're both betting the games. We get them both in. If you wanted, you could have just set up another screen or a TV. But when two people are betting two different games, you got to be going back and forth. I don't know what to tell you.
Do you know, I'll tell you what, he does have amazing awareness. This was fascinating to me. And he thinks that everybody knows this. And I told him, no, like this is degenerate shit unlike I've ever seen. Jet knows when there's going to be a TV timeout in a basketball game.
Do you know that?
He knows the exact minute and he'll call it before it happens. He'll be like, TV timeout. And then next thing you know, like,
Based off of, Jet? How do you know this?
No, it's just, it's every 4 minutes, okay? They go, the first whistle under 16, 12, 8, and 4, go to commercial. You didn't know that?
How sick is that?
Bob will be like, I got to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, all right, you got a TV timeout coming up.
Yeah, he does. It's unbelievable.
I couldn't tell you if there was, but sometimes they do back-to-back TV timeouts.
So no, you get a whistle. You'll get like a team timeout at 4 minutes, 12 seconds. They'll come back. There'll be a whistle at 3:58 and then they're back to commercial.
Is that not one of the sickest things you've ever heard, Jeff?
You should work for CBS.
Well, I got a day job with
yeah. Okay, Jet, I'm going to keep you rolling, and I hope you're ready for it. We're going to throw it at you. First things first, though, I think I'm going to get us started. Jet, are you okay with hanging on, and we can do – I'm enjoying this. Can we do – we'll do a buy or sell together, and then I think I'm going to even throw you into the top five.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to interrupt the podcast to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and most importantly, affordable. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm-fresh produce that arrives within a week. HelloFresh also offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order online or in the app. Easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size. It ain't a game with HelloFresh, ladies and gentlemen. Now, because you're a listener of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, you could go to HelloFresh.com, type in dumb16, that's dumb16, for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. So get 16 free meals on your boy Bobby with HelloFresh.com/dumb16. In the meantime, we are moving on. Gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at Athletic Greens. I started taking Athletic Greens simply because I wanted to be healthier. It's no game. They get the job done every single time, whether it's the vitamins, whatever supplement you're taking from Athletic Greens. It's an absolute no-brainer for gut health and also what I've noticed, mental health. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in these winter months when we don't get as much sunlight. Even during the months that you do get the sunlight, you gotta have the nutrients and the vitamins that Athletic Greens has. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune support and vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. In the meantime, we are moving on. Are we ready for this, gentlemen?
Yes.
Buy or sell. I already mentioned it prior, so it's not going to be a big buy because I already mentioned it. I had one bagel at Einstein Bagels, okay? And now for the people listening and for all, you know, my Jersey friends out there listening in New York, by no means am I comparing this ever to a, you know, mom and pop shop Jersey bagel. But for a cream cheese bagel, Cutsy's been bringing over these Einstein Bagels. It's not the worst thing at all. I kind of like the cream cheese bagels from Einstein. I had one egg bagel from there the first time I ever went to Einstein Bagels, and it was terrible. As soon as I see that microwave egg, that circular, like McDonald's looking egg, I'm out. And when I first went to Einstein, that's what they gave me. So I wanted nothing to do with it. Yeah. But you brought the cream cheese, Joseph. They got a little hash brown on the side.
You love that hash brown.
I do. You know me. I love a good home. It's not a home fry, but any type of potato hash brown type. Great hash brown. Not a lot of bagel places are doing that anymore, which bothers me. No. And I hate the actual hash brown, like the McDonald's thing, like the patty style hash brown. It's like a rounder. I like it a lot. And then my other buy, a guy that I am obsessed with.
Oh, I know.
Besides Vladimir Zelensky from Ukraine, I am. Who's it going to be, Joseph?
Patty the Batty is going to be what you're going to say.
This UFC fighter, Patty the Batty.
You know him, Jet?
I know Patty the Batty. I didn't know Bob liked him. I know he's the next big thing, though.
He just had made this guy tap out in the first round of his last fight. He signed with Barstool, which is interesting for a UFC fighter. He's the most entertaining UFC fighter I've ever seen. McGregor was so entertaining, but then he got obnoxious, and then he ended up, to me, just being an asshole. He punched an 85-year-old man at a bar, and it just began to be too much. This Patty the Batty, he's cocky, but he's likable. And it's tough to get that mix. He's got an unbelievable mix. Listening to him talk, to me, he's riveting. I asked Jerry Don about him because he comes into the Barstool office.
Yeah,
Jerry says he's the best. That he's just, he's awesome. Buy your stock in Patty the Batty. I think this guy is the future of the UFC, no question. Dana White even said that this guy is doing numbers that he couldn't fathom. And watch his entrance into the octagon. He has one of the best entrances I have ever seen in two.
I don't know if the song is great, Bob. I think he just has so much energy, which is what adds to it.
Yes, I agree with that.
He looks like he's coming into like, no, he looks like he's running into a match where it doesn't look like he's running into a fight. He looks like he's running into like he looks excited. Like he looks like he's just having fun. And he's about to go off to spar against these guys who are trying to kill him.
But while he's coming out, he's getting the crowd going into it. And I went down a Patty the Batty rabbit hole for a good at least hour the other day. I think he's exceptional. Buy your stock in Patty the Batty. And then we head over to Joey Colcutts.
All right. Obviously, this might be reactionary based off of today, but I am selling hot dogs for a long time. I don't have any interest in them. It might be reactionary, Bob. I remember, you know, not too long ago, Bob got food poisoning. And he had, prior to the food poisoning, it wasn't from the Tatsu Ramen. This is a great place. It's an awesome ramen spot in LA. One of the best.
Great.
Tatsu Ramen, they make a great ramen noodle. We went after for Cantina. Terrible place. Our friend
Taco place.
Our friend steered us completely wrong. It was a cheap place. And Bob got fucking food poisoning, Jet. He was puking his guts out. And then because he had the fucking Tatsu Ramen beforehand, this is almost 2 years ago now. He will not touch another Tatsu Ramen. Today, doing these fucking hot dog things, the hot dog challenge, eating that many hot dogs in a span of a couple hours, to me, was grueling. Okay. It was not enjoyable. I enjoyed the first two dogs. After that, it was a grind, even trying to get these things down. And I got news for you. I don't want anything to do. And I know a lot of people are going to come at me. Why are you doing? But you try this. And then from there, you know, try to continue eating hot dogs. I don't see myself having a hot dog, Bob, probably for at least 4 to 5 months.
I will not argue with you. And like, Joe, we were talking about in the car, we did the 18 fireball challenge for Bob Disports. We've done the 18 beer challenge for Bob Disports. I would do those two twice in a row before I did the hot dog challenge again. That was gruesome. It was absolutely.
And Jeff, Jeff, you saw what we had to go through firsthand. I'm not making this up. No. People are going to be like, oh, they didn't do it. They didn't eat all the hot dogs. And by the way, I'm not going to confirm or deny whether we did the challenge or we weren't successful in it. All I'm going to say is that we were going for it. And I tell you what, it was painful.
Listen, I had two hot dogs while we were out there, not even part of your thing, obviously, just separate. And I watched you guys do the challenge, and I don't want to look at a hot dog for 5 to 6 months. It's from watching.
And by the way, I know nothing against the Chevy Chase Country Club, because it was actually a very good hot dog, but you stuff enough of those down the old gullet, and I tell you what, it is not for the faint of heart. I don't want anything to do. And by the way, a hamburger is so much better than a hot dog. It's not even close. Now, I typically do like a hot dog on the golf course, but I'm telling you right now, I'm selling them. I'm selling them hard, and I'm not coming back anytime soon. You know, wild dogs couldn't pull me to a hot dog stand anymore. I don't
disagree. I think it'll do more numbers. It's an unbelievable. Jet doesn't like when I raise the bar too high. But even you know, Jet, this video is a bang.
It is special.
We passed by on the way home. We passed by a Pink's hot dogs. And I looked at Colcutts and he was sick. He looked at Pink's hot dog and then he
right
said,
in front of this hot dog stand, and you could smell like the wafting smell of the dog. And I was like, Jet, close the fucking window. I don't even have AC working, but just close the window. I'd rather sweat it out than smell this shit right now.
Okay. By the way, that's a banger of a video coming up, not this week, but the next week. Jet, buy or sell?
I got to sell. You guys are not going to like this, but
oh, no, he's selling the March Madness.
No, kind of.
No.
Listen, I'm selling brackets. Okay. I don't care about your bracket. I don't care about your friend's pool with your high school buddies. I don't care that you have a chance to win $150 if Gonzaga beats Kansas, but Michigan has to lose to Utah. I don't give a shit. So stop telling me about your brackets. If you have a bet that lasts, you know, an hour or a game, I'm fine. I can't do the brackets anymore. I don't make brackets anymore. Well, I have one bracket with my friends, but I try not to tell anybody about it because nobody gives a shit. So don't tell me about your bracket. I won't tell you about my bracket. We can watch the games in peace, have a great time, and that's it. I don't need to hear about it. It's that, you know, it's that simple.
I'll give you this, Jet. To me, the brackets are, and I do them because I think it keeps it interesting. It keeps it fun. The brackets are a lot like people's fantasy football teams. Exactly. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I don't care.
It's like when you have a friend who's like, oh, I need Julio to score a touchdown, but this defense can't do this. It's the same thing. It's like, I need Gonzaga, but I can't have Kentucky. But my friend has Michigan. It's like, shut up. I'll tell you
who it sounds a lot like. Our dear friend Joey Coldcuts.
Yeah, I don't talk about brackets.
I need this and then I need that.
I don't talk about brackets at all.
I got the over, but I also have the under.
This is slanderous.
You get what I'm saying in the sense.
I know. No, I actually, Jed, I will say that's actually not a bad sell. I actually knew, you know, the way that you put it. And by the way, I don't think anyone in the next 20 years is going to have a perfect bracket.
That's another thing. It's like, oh, I'm going to make the perfect bracket and Warren Buffett's going to give me $10. You're not offering a billion dollars.
I don't even know if he's still alive.
Yeah, I should start offering $1 billion. It's good publicity. And I'm never going to have to.
You know what you should do, Bob? You should say, I'll take $1 for everybody who enters. I'll give $1 billion for someone with the perfect bracket. Crazy. You'd probably end up with a few $100. How you put it in your pocket, you go home, you call it a day.
I'll tell you what, Jet would have had St. Peter's going to at least the Final Four. So maybe you should have done a bracket, Jet.
Two points for an upset. So I probably would be winning.
But he was hitting. It's a
good sell, though, Jet. I was a little nervous when you said I'm kind of going
along. No, I knew he wouldn't do March Madness. I knew he wouldn't do that.
He's not a huge college basketball guy, though.
I don't watch it so much anymore, but it honestly, it turns out better. The more you watch it, the less you know in March somehow. But that Thursday, Friday is maybe the two best days of the year.
Yes. And by the way, Bob was not present for one of the biggest day of the March Madness because he went to golf at Bel Air Country Club. Meanwhile, there's like 15 games on it. We didn't get him for any of it. It was a tragedy.
A tragedy, some would say.
Tragedy, yes. Or travesty. I don't know what to say.
gentlemen, I would like to get into, by the way, with the Bel Air Country Club, I don't know if I'm going to be back in the sense of it's unbelievable. It's an incredible course. They have it's called the Swinging Bridge on the 8th hole. And it's such a nice exclusive course. I love going there. You have to cross the Swinging Bridge in order to get to the tee box. I am so afraid of heights. And the bridge is up to, I don't know, maybe a little under shoulder height, enough to where it scares the hell out of me. I can't tee off
it's
the
so
8th tee box.
Jed, and it's such a so ridiculous.
Every time we play there,
not that scary at all.
It's oh, a little it scares bridge. The. It's not a little bridge. And by the way, if you go over that thing, you're done. I mean, there's no.
You know how many people have been going over that bridge for the last 20 years? Al Michaels probably gone over that bridge like 50 times.
I get very.
What happened to him?
By the way, Bob, what would it take me to do to get you on a Bob Does Sports episode where we went skydiving?
1 billion views or less. You have to guarantee 1 billion views on the video.
A billion views?
A million.
I got Mr. Beast on the line.
Yeah. I want to get into now, Jet, we're going to roll you out even here for the top five.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this top five. I think I say that about every single top five we've ever done, but I do like this top five. It's different with March Madness in effect. Okay. We're going to stay with the college theme and what this top five is going to be. I want to know your gentleman's top five ideal college destinations for athletics. So what I want is the college and then the sport you would play. So let's say you were a number one top recruit. You could pick any school in the country that you want to go to. Give me the sport. Give me the college. Jet, I'm going to put you on the spot and I'm going to start with you.
This is right up my alley. Okay. I'll go. All right. Number five.
Yep.
Yeah. Number five.
I'm taking Duke basketball. Now, now here's the thing. I don't even like Duke. I think Coach K is a fraud. I don't buy into the whole, but with that being said, it's the coolest college. Like, it's Duke. It's Cameron Indoor, the atmosphere. Like, Duke actually underrated. The only stadium where the baskets come down from the ceiling. They're not attached to the floor. There's a little fun fact.
Only something the Jet would know. But Jet, before you even get by that, what do you mean? I can't let you continue. What do you mean Coach K is a fraud?
Listen, I think he's a good basketball coach, but I think who am I to judge the great Coach K? But I think he kind of hides behind the fact, like the guise of the disguise of like molding young men, when in reality he's like dropping bags off at recruits' homes, you know? Like, I don't think he's as like polished as he. I think he's a fraud. I said it. I think he's a fraud.
That is unbelievably terrible.
Only a take the Jet would have.
No, I just don't think he's too polished. He's too like anybody who's like that. There's something's going on there. I hate to say it.
Jet, I think that's absolutely ridiculous for the record.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, good thing is he's going to be gone next year, so I will be signing with Duke to play basketball.
All right. Number four.
You get five.
Number four, it's another basketball school, and it's Gonzaga. Okay. And now, listen, there's something going on at Gonzaga. I don't know what it is, but I need to know what's going on there. Like, they're the number one team every year. They play in who knows where in Washington. They're like, nobody knows who they are. They get the best recruits. I just also, they have a great, I'm big on the atmospheres. So
yeah. Does Gonzaga have a good atmosphere?
Yeah. They got a good, it's like a small gym. So like, it's like a high school gym vibe almost. Like, Gonzaga would be my pick just because there's something fishy going on there, and I'm going to find out and expose them after I win a couple national championships.
And you know, if you go to Gonzaga, you're going to stay there for at least 6 years. At least every Gonzaga player is there for a minimum 6 years.
And become a manager, become a bust in the NBA, have to go back to school to get a degree. Number three, you guys are not going to like this at all. I wish Beardon was here because he would get it. But number three is Tennessee football. And that is strictly, what? Yeah, I knew it.
The only thing they had that came out of there was, what's his name? Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, and Peyton Manning. What? Whatever. Fuck Peyton Manning.
But I'm saying in the last few years.
I know, but I don't care. I just like Tennessee because when you watch a Tennessee game, did we lose Bob? When you watch a Tennessee game on TV in Knoxville and they have the white, orange in the stands, I just love that. And I think they have the best atmosphere in college football, so I would want to play there.
Yikes.
All right. That's keep going. Pick. Number two.
You're going to get kicked around in the SEC.
I don't know, but you're talking about winning. Listen, I don't want to go play at Alabama. They're amazing every year. I want to take a team and, build them to, if you asked an SEC fan, I think they would agree with me just based off the atmosphere. Okay. Number two, it's another atmosphere pick. I'm going with LSU football. Because again, like, just when you watch an LSU game on TV, especially at night in that stadium, it's just rocking. Like, the atmosphere is amazing. I don't care about, you know, the talent of the team or whatever. I literally just want, you know, the football, like the fans, how intense it is, the atmosphere. So I would go with LSU football too. And a number one, I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but number one, I'm going with Kansas basketball. Because I see a nod, and I see a nod the other way, the wrong.
No.
It's not a bad pick.
No.
When it comes to
basketball, again, there's something about playing a game at Allen Fieldhouse, the crowd, the chants. There's like an aura in the air when you go play a game at Kansas, and I could do that for 4 years, you know?
Okay. To be honest, Jet, the Tennessee was
– Tennessee threw me for a loop.
The Tennessee Volunteers being the best atmosphere.
I don't know how you'd look in orange too, Jet.
Well, you saw the peach.
Oh, that's right.
Why we met Tennessee. It was wearing the Tennessee.
So I just think – I knew that was going to catch the fight, but anytime I watch a Tennessee game on TV, I'm just like, I wish I was playing there. That looks sick.
Okay. All right. Interesting. I think very, very interesting. If I may, Giuseppe, I'd like to take it away. Is that okay?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Number five, I would like to go. Give me Michigan football at number five. Big House, Big Ten. I think I could be wrong here. We can fact check me. I think Michigan has the biggest stadium in all of college football, if not college sports.
All sports.
So to play in front of that many people, the tradition that Michigan has, not nuts about playing in the cold, but to play in front of that many people, as many big games, big time, prime time games as they have, give me Michigan football at number five. Number four, I want a little bit of a weather pick all the way around. Give me USC football.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I think USC will be back on the map. I do think Lincoln Riley is going to get them back. Even if they do not get back on the map, you have California. And you could never go wrong with anything California. So give me USC football.
Southern California.
Southern, as Joey Colcuts would say.
Southern.
And then I am going to go ahead. I love the LSU football play. I mean, any SEC school. I mean, Jed, I even thought about Ole Miss after what we saw about Ole Miss. But they kind of have
– They're in.
They are, but at the same time, Ole Miss had the tailgates great. You don't get to experience that as a player, and they kind of play in like a high school field kind of.
I didn't want to say Ole Miss because as like one of those picks because we went and it was the greatest time of our lives.
Yes. Yeah, so I'll give me LSU at three football. Love that. I'm going to do another SEC football school. Give me Alabama. You know you're going to win. You get Nick Saban. Phenomenal atmosphere. Primetime games up and down the board. CBS, give me Alabama football at two. And then number one is going to be what Jed had at number five. I think there is almost no greater tradition in sports than playing in Cameron Indoor Stadium. Give me Duke basketball at one again. Yeah, give me Duke basketball one. I got Michigan at five. I got USC football at four. LSU at three. Bama at two. Duke basketball at one. Joey Colcuts, let's hear what you got.
So this pick is based on what I love, and what I love is hockey. So it's going to be a little bit different, you know. So number five for me is going to be one of the best college hockey programs out there, is Boston College. It is known for their hockey. It is a hockey town. You got the Boston Bruins, everything, but Boston College is an absolute must play if you're a college hockey player. That is where I would want to have been drafted or signed to if I was going to play in the NCAA. It is absolutely on my list. That's number five. Number four, we are going to see, it gets a little tricky now. Number four, give me Notre Dame football. I think there's a prestigious kind of aura behind being a Fighting Irish. The school is great, not only for football, but for basketball, for all around the board. They do things with steeped in tradition. I think everything they do is done well. It's phenomenal. I think it's just a place, and I watched Rudy as a kid. Watching that movie made you want to strap up in the gold and go out and, you know, power out to the field. Give me Notre Dame Fighting Irish at four, football. Number three, I'm going to take Michigan State Spartans for basketball. I think playing for Tom Izzo would be absolutely unbelievable. They're a powerhouse year in, year out. I think it's a great school. I think to me, I would look, first of all, I'd look great in gold and green. And I just think, if I don't say so myself, you would. But I just think it's a great, I think they got a great basketball program going there. One of the best coaches in the NCAA. And it's kind of not as flashy as some of these other schools. I think that they're always a powerhouse. They're always going to be contending, and it's a great school to be in. That was number three. Number two, I will go with Duke basketball. I think Duke basketball is just phenomenal. I do not think that Coach K is a fraud. I would love to play with him. Give me him a year or two before. I'd love to be part of that tradition. I don't know what the fuck Jet's going with that take. That was horrendous. But yeah, Duke basketball, number two. And number one is got to be Alabama football. To me, Nick Saban is the GOAT when it comes to football coaches. He is as good as it gets. every year they're the best recruiting class there is. They lose players to the NFL every single year. Every single year they're a powerhouse no matter what. I think I'd thrive in the South. You know, I think I'm a Southern guy. And I think, you know, I just think that Alabama Crimson Tide is just, it's as good as it gets when it comes to being, you know, publicity, the amount of credibility you're going to get, and the amount of just viewership. I mean, they play on, it seems like every single game they play is a nationally televised game. So for me, I just think that Alabama football is as good as it gets. Give me Alabama football at one. I'm interested to see how these lists do, guys, because there's going to be a lot of people who are very, very, who are very personally obliged to choose schools that they either went to or that they love. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a back and forth.
I'll be honest. I think I'm going to run away with it.
Me too.
I don't think it'll be close.
You pick the classics. You pick the straightforward classic picks that everybody knows, and you're going to win because of that, which is fine. But some
this
of us
is have like last week. I took things that are personal to me.
I mean, you took the popular pick.
I took a college
where,
hockey.
Yeah, that's you're where done. I want.
College hockey team puts you out. Tennessee's going to put
out.
Me out.
As soon as
and Bob, Mr. Chalk himself.
Speaking
of chalk,
and now, yeah, I know you guys.
That
these guys
is some chalk. Favorites.
It's just
Jet loves him some favorites.
Starting with Justin Thomas at -750,
and then we'll move over to Duke at -950. How much was St. Peter's favorite over Kentucky the other day?
Not chalk.
Howard back with the right hook.
Not chalk.
There.
Like, I don't. You know, it is what it is. What can you do?
But I do agree with you, Jet, that the Bob's picks are very. They're going to be very classic.
Let me tell you something, fellas. That's where I want to be. That's where I want to be.
By the way, I'm not looking for pity. You know, I'm not looking for popularity votes when I'm taking a college hockey team. But to me, that is just it is entrenched in what I love and. I am going to be unapologetically true to myself time and time again.
What do you
like? Listen, I got so many people hitting me up about saying Ash Ketchum was a bad pick. I don't care. It's my pick. I'm not looking for you to approve or disprove of my picks. If they fall in line with what you like, that's phenomenal. Give me a high five.
What was your AOL username again?
I know AOL.
What was your screen name back in the day? Puckstopper86. Puckstop.com.
And then I also had JoeyD86 at gmail.com or something like
there
that.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen and fellas. I appreciate you joining. 18 Hot Dog Challenge is coming out soon. Search team for Mikey V is out and about. We have the Jet. We have Joey Coldcuts. It's another edition. The Brilliantly Dumb Show. Cutsy, what do you got?
I'm just going to say that the hot dog challenge video, when it comes out, it will be, in my opinion, aside from the beast videos, as Jet likes to say, the best, one of the best content filled videos you will find. And I'm not just legitimately hyping it up there. It is just going to be from start to finish. So fucking funny just to watch the struggle that we have to go through. And there's just like, it is just, I can't wait. We just filmed it. I'm still fucking trying to digest these dogs. I am in pain, but I am still so looking forward to it. At one point I said to Bob, you know, just think about how good the video is and it'll push us through. I'm so excited. And by the way, Jet, you did great tonight. I think it's a banger of a podcast we have out here, but listen, next Thursday when this video drops, you guys are going to want to go and check it out. I kid you not, it will be one of the better things you've seen in a long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellas, I appreciate you forever and always. That does it. Another edition, The Brilliantly Dumb Show.